Adoption Internet Radio is not endorsed nor associated with any agency. We are simply a family sharing our unique journey to grow our family through the miracle of adoption. We are not professionals, and all comments and discussions are based on our own experiences. For expert advice, please search out an accredited adoption agency in your area. For now, pull up a chair and join the discussion on air. Adoption Internet Radio. Good evening, and welcome back to our Adoption Internet Radio. I'm Brian, and with me...
His beautiful wife, Kim.
And tonight, we are going to talk about positive adoption language.
But first, I'm going to hijack the episode for a moment.
Oh, how rude.
Oh, no, not how rude. How frustrated. I think everybody needs to know just how frustrating this process can be. Oh, my goodness.
Now, to start off before the frustration, we've been through it twice, so you would think all these little bumps would be kind of commonplace for us.
Insert major eye rolling.
But it is not. Continue, please.
No. It's been, what, 7 years since we paper chased last?
Gosh, it has been that long.
And it went very, very quickly. But it also helped.
Scary smoothly.
Yes. Well, I'm about ready to fly to, what, Washington? Or Missouri? Or New York? Somewhere? And raise a little cane.
And why are you raising cane?
Because I want my home study! I want it reviewed. I want it approved. I want it signed in my mailbox. I wanted 2 weeks ago to have it in my hands. And so we could send off to the USCIS our application for the approval for from immigration and citizenship, or actually citizenship and immigration services. But I want it, I want it, I want it. I feel like a little kid stomping their feet and yelling at the top of their lungs, but I want it now!
And one thing about it, like you said, we have to have that to go get the CIS, UCIS fingerprints and
we're
everything.
We're stalled. We can't do a thing. Now, we could collect our dossier papers, but considering that all of our stuff is in our state...
Yeah, it's fairly easy for us to do that. Easier compared to people that both born into separate states, married in another state, now live in a different state, and lived in the lower 48, all of them. So they have some serious paperwork to do. We do not.
We have the same amount. It's just easier because we're all here.
Exactly.
But we're kind of at a point where I feel like we're stuck or we're in quicksand, and I'm quickly, you know, getting closer to the neck here, and, you know.
Well, and plus our UCIS office isn't around the corner from us.
No.
It's not a trek. It's a good 2.5-3 hour trek to get there from our local one. So... time constraint everything, it would probably be an overnight stay easiest to make sure we got there early in the morning to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't go get it done without the home study.
Well, we can't do anything until it's all mailed in and we get that pretty little letter from the CIS telling us that, come get your fingerprints done.
This would be a good day to do it. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come on that day?
So, just to let you know, this process has such extreme highs, extreme joys, to the extreme frustration, to the point where you want to bang your head on the wall. You want to get in your car and drive to your agency and actually read through the home study with the person.
But I don't think all the agencies would be too happy if
their
adoptive parent said, I'm here, let's go through it now.
No, they would not at all. And I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying how frustrating in the way I feel.
I understand. And you have every right to that feeling.
Yes.
And
so is it? It's okay that I go tomorrow? And
no, it's not okay that you go. I just look because I'm such a laid-back, easy-going with, and I'm like, it'll happen when it happens. You're like, yes, I know it will, but I want it to happen now, and I'm going to make it happen now.
Well, I can't obviously make it happen. I would like to make it happen.
If you had the power to make it happen, you would.
Yes, I would.
Yesterday. Last week. A month ago.
I have my timelines, okay?
And I mean, we were kind of on a good timeline. I mean, there's reasons for our timeline, so.
Yes.
So I kind of understand your frustration, but getting to that good place, deep breaths, mm-hmm. know everything's going to happen.
My motto with Ladybug number 2's adoption was, God's timing is perfect. God's time, not my time. God's time, not my time. Well, I'm gritting my teeth now when I say that. God's time, but not my time. God's time is perfect. Well, whew, I feel a little better. Well,
I'm glad that got that off your chest.
I was going to say my spleen is vented, so I guess we're going for bodily references.
Spleen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Never heard that one, huh?
I have not heard that, no.
Oh, I taught my something. My husband's something.
Taught my something. I taught my something something. Thanks.
You're my special, Jumpton. I actually taught my husband, the person full of useless information.
I've never heard emptying your spleen.
It's venting my spleen.
Venting your spleen. Never heard that. Good gravy. Yes. Okay, now that all that's out, can we get on to our topic at hand this evening?
I don't know. I still have to complain a little bit.
Well, there's plenty of time. I'm sure you can complain during our discussion on positive adoption language. Remember, that's what we're going for this evening.
Do you have to?
Frustration. Not positive language.
Oh, but how much did she cost?
Oh, yeah, there's a lovely question that you just want to slap the mess out of whoever's asking it. And they might ask it in such good intentions. Oh, that's so great. How much did she cost? Really? No, please don't. No, never do that. Please. What should you say?
How much did your adoption fees cost?
There's a wonderful way to do it.
And a good answer is not, how often do you have sex? Or, how much money do you make a year? And I have used that, both of them. I will freely admit that. But very young children who would not remember the question being asked. Because you always have to remember you have an audience around you. Seeing how you answer, the words you use, your comfortableness, your body language. All of that is involved.
Yeah, because you want your kids to be comfortable in their own story.
Right.
I mean, this adoption is their story. So the words you use teaches them what's okay to use for their own story.
Yes. And it makes them feel good. And if you're uncomfortable, then they're going to be uncomfortable. It gets really entailed.
And now, one of my favorites was when
let me finish. Oh, I'm sorry. You interrupted me. The nice thing to say, if you don't want to answer, because it is really nosy and it's really none of anybody's business, is, I use blah, blah, blah agency. Here's their website or here's their phone number. You can contact them if you're interested in adopting. Or, why do you ask?
Yeah.
That's always a good question. You may find that somebody's just being nosy. Or, you may find that they're actually interested in adoption and you don't want to put a potential adoptive family off.
No. Yeah, because that negative
right.
throwback at them was how much money you make could kind of throw them off.
And you'll end up getting this, after you've been in this for a while, that feeling of, are they just being nosy? Some people are just plain out stupid.
Yes.
Ignorant. I'd get in trouble for saying stupid. And some people are actually curious and wanting to know for their own personal knowledge. So, could we do that?
Yeah.
I'm interested, but I don't know which way to go.
And I want to throw in, if you're listening to this and you happen to be considering adoption, if you're in that area of your life, if you see a family that is obviously adopted, a good way to go up and approach that family, other than going, hey, your kid's adopted, or anything like that, start off putting the conversation on yourself. Go up to an obvious adoptive family and say, you know, my husband and I, my wife and I, or my family are considering adoption.
Myself.
Yeah, or myself, if it's single. Could, is there any information you might could send my way that might help me out or anything? That lets them know you're considering adoption. It's something that's on your mind, and you're asking it in a very positive way that doesn't put the emphasis on this family. It puts the emphasis on the individual asking. And when I've had people ask that, I'm always more than happy to go, oh, well, good gravy. What do you need to know? I'm here to help.
We always want more babies finding their forever families.
Yes, we do.
And I say babies. There's kids and...
children, teens.
Yes.
So, all age groups.
Yes. Well, we had done a little research ourselves, and we found three really good lists. And the first one is from AdoptiveFamilies.com. It's Adoptive Families Magazine. Actually, this says it's reprinted from Ours, O-U-R-S, magazine, and it's from May/June 1992. And they have a pretty good list. And then we also have Holt International has a list on their website. And then I found, just by Googling positive adoption language, Texas Adoption Resource Exchange. And they have a list, and they even have like almost 8 different terminologies and stuff that the other two do not have on there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is pretty interesting. I mean, you go from, they give you negative language, or language a lot of people use, like real parent. Well, yes, that was the person that gave birth, and yes, that's what most people consider, is birth parents.
Yes.
Is what they're asking about. When they go, oh, where's her real parents? Are they real sisters? They're asking if they're biological, or where their biological family is.
Yes. And, of course, hearing it so many times, you kind of come up with, yes, they're real sisters. Yes, I'm her real dad. You're their real mom.
But
to get the proper language out there, you need to go, well, I'm her dad. You're her mom. You're their mom, they're sisters, but their biological parents,
right.
We don't know much about them, unfortunately. Some countries are that way.
You don't even have to give that much information.
Yeah.
Their biological parents are still in China.
Yes.
And you can just politely say that, or you can actually lecture them like I had did today. With someone, and it was actually, I was told that, oh, the person I'm talking about when I say father is my stepfather, not my real father. And I go, well, this person was the one that raised you, right? Yeah, well, he's just as real as your birth father is, or your biological father. And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because saying the term real parent throws off the positive negative of real and fake.
Right.
Well, if that's the real parent, the other one must be a fake parent, because you have two sides of a coin, how so many people look at it.
Right.
And especially young kids, because if this conversation is going on in front of your young kid, a lot of them still see the world as black and white, this and that. Real and fake is the way it is. So.
And we are just as real as their biological parents are.
Yes.
The people that gave birth to them, that made an adoption plan.
Yes.
Not gave away, not give up. There are just, and I go back and forth with the giveaway stuff.
Yeah.
Because they are giving a piece of themselves away.
Yeah, that they are, but they're not giving their child away.
They're placing their child for adoption. They've
yes.
made an adoption plan. You know, even in places where it is illegal to place a child for adoption, that, family conscientiously places that child in a place where they can be found quickly.
Yes.
If not, as we've said before, infanticide is, like, we're using China pretty much again, our knowledge base. If they had not wanted this child to live, they would have just either committed infanticide,
yeah,
or just thrown him out for trash and whatever happens, happens.
Exactly.
You know, there are, it's just amazing. Some children are found with formula, tons of blankets, extra clothing, wrapped very, you know, warmly and, you know, caringly.
Some
and
left with notes even. It's right. Rare, but I've heard of ones left with notes, giving a proper birth date. I mean, so the orphanage will know the exact birth date of the child, and even notes from the birth mother saying, right, I'm sorry I wasn't able to take care of a child right now. Hopefully you'll find a family that can.
And, you know, we know a couple people that with their special needs children that had that are CLEF affected or maybe have some other special need that, you know, I've heard of notes being written and saying, because of this, we can't parent this child. And if you'll notice, we've used lots of language.
Yes, just right here, special needs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
parent.
A positive language, special need, instead of handicapped. Or even just listing off the problems, the cleft lip or spina bifida. Well, it's special needs.
Right.
I mean, how long did it take the United States to transfer out of this handicapped stage to a special needs, like Special Olympics? It is a special need that some children have, some people have.
Well, and you also, we have a really bad habit of going, oh, look, there's that albino kid. Oh, look, you know,
exactly.
Excuse me. There's that one-handed kid, or, you know.
There's that club foot boy coming.
Yeah, but it's the need, it's finally starting to realize that the need doesn't define that person.
No.
It's the child with albinism, the child who's missing one hand, the child with club feet.
Yes.
Or the little boy or little girl, you know, it's, that does not define who they are.
No.
It's just a piece, a small piece of who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really, you know, there's a lot of stuff. Oh, and one thing that drives us insane when you're listing your children in your obituary or on news stuff, please don't say adopted child.
Yeah.
Children and adopted children. They're your children.
Yes. No
they're
matter
no
how they came into
different.
Your life, they are your children.
Yes.
Whether biological or adoption, they're your kids. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am my kid's daughter, or father. That was a good one. I am my kid's father.
Yeah.
I'm not their adoptive father. I'm their father.
Right.
And they don't need to list anything. They're not going to list anything where my adoptive father is so-and-so.
Right.
I'm not going to list them as my adoptive kid because they're my kids. That's just how it is. So, I mean, that's language to use. And I've seen a lot of people that have biological kids and adopted kids get that rude questioning of, so how did those kids do with your real kids? What do you mean real kids? My biological kids? Because they're all my real kids.
Mm-hmm.
They all get along fine. Don't, no. It's their kids.
Right.
It's just some people, and a lot of people don't know it. It's just how it comes out. They don't know they're being rude. It's unfortunate.
Yes.
It's one of those things that kind of needs to be put out there so everybody knows. That's why we're doing this show on language, because I want everybody to know how rude words can be.
Well, it's, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's bull.
Yeah.
Total bull. Words wound just as bad as sticks and stones, as fists, whips, you know.
Exactly.
That's, you have, you know, you can have your feelings hurt greatly.
Yeah. And, I mean, sometimes this language and conversations you have with people need to be done away from your kids. Whether it be, honey, can you take the kids? I'm going to talk to this gentleman about adoption and kind of set that person straight, or, you know, I'd love to talk more to you. Is there some time we can meet when I don't have the kids? That way I could be more open with you and basically set you straight properly without being rude in front of my kids.
You can also use Wise Up for this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, somebody that's being rude. And please remind me, we did talk some about Wise Up last time. Yes, we did.
So if you want to know Wise Up, go to the last episode, and in there we talk what all it means.
Well, just quickly, walk away. It's private or it's none of your business. Share some about your personal adoption story, your family story.
Educate
about adoption in general.
Yes.
So you can walk away.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, in your mind you could be flipping the bird to them or, you know, saying ugly things, but
yeah,
you don't want to do that in front of your children.
No. Now, I remember one time.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We went out to a pizza buffet to eat. As a family, we're all sitting there, and this guy comes up, younger guy, in his 20s maybe, and right in front of our kids, where are you kids from? And what do I say? Do I say China? No. I go, well, we live just right up the road a little bit. No, where are they from? Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, just right up the road a little bit. And you step in and go, we've adopted our kids from China. I was being that hard-nosed of, I want this guy to ask me the right way.
He was never going to get it.
No.
He was completely oblivious. Yes, thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Speak tonight.
Oh. You got to train your mouth.
Oh, watermelon cantaloupe,
hey.
Excuse me.
Giving away my secrets.
Rutabaga.
Yes.
Olive juice.
Okay. So what's some other positive and negative adoption language?
Well. One thing that I had written down that going through this kind of brought up to me is you also have to think of your child's age.
Yeah.
We started telling both of Ladybug number one and number two their adoption stories while we were still in China. It not only helps you with your words that you choose and what you share with them and reining your emotions in. Oh, I bawled like a big old baby. And occasionally I still tear up.
I have to say, still tear up sometimes.
Oh, yeah. They still look at me. Are you crying? You're crying, Mommy.
I think that's why they ask you to tell. They don't ask me that much to tell their adoption story. I think they ask you to say it because they want to see you tear up.
Uh-huh.
They think it's funny. And eventually they will think it's endearing. But right now they're at the age of, uh-huh, we made Mommy cry a little.
Pretty much. But it helps you get your feelings under control and where you're not just sobbing like crazy or kind of frustration or anger comes out. And exactly what to tell them. I mean, we didn't tell them their whole story to begin with.
No, and it gets tweaked.
Yes.
I mean, luckily, with number one, we had her relatively young when she came in to our family. So we were able to tell her adoption story before she was really able to verbalize anything back to us. And it allowed us to find out what flowed good, what parts of the story were really relevant. And so we were able to adjust our story to where we got every major part of her adoption story put into a story that we tell her. So now that she's older and understands, it flows out of our mouths really easy. All the high points are hit and she gets every bit of her story and we don't stumble over this, that, and 10 other things.
Well, we also told it more often when they were little.
Yeah.
Because it's part of their story, but now that when they got older, we would go, well, do you want to talk about this? Would you like me to tell you your story?
Yeah.
No, yes. I mean, Ladybug number two would sob uncontrollably for hours if we talked about it, or even read certain adoption books. I Love You Like Crazy Cakes would s- set her off.
That would do it
instantly,
every time.
And she would bawl for 3 days.
And she would pull that out of the bookcase?
Yes.
Every 2 weeks, knowing that it would just send her spiraling down. But she wanted to hear a story about adoption.
But we also had to kind of ban her from it because it got to be where it was just so emotional for her, too overwhelming for her.
Yeah.
That, it was just causing havoc in our lives.
Yeah.
And was making everything, you know, bad. But we talk about birth parents and about
birth country.
Your birth mommy would be very proud. Oh, I wonder, I wonder if your birth father has that talent.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he's the artist. Or if you might get that from your great grandma or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Where this comes from, what, you know, why you have a cowlick, you know, just different things like that. Or just reassure them that, you know, their birth parent would be really happy.
Oh, yeah.
About
when they
an accomplishment.
Do, yeah,
or,
when they make do something really big, when they have a big thing that they're really proud of, we do make a point to go, I bet your birth mom would be so proud that you did that. And that puts a little bigger smile on their face.
Oh, yes.
Just thinking that my birth mother, yeah, she might think this is good, too. And, of course, we shower them with the praise because so they know mom and dad like it.
But
now I've used another term.
Oh, hang on.
Oh,
it was
sorry.
Hang on. You have my sheet of paper buried. I was going for another point in that. Oh, like also being young, you hear the term abandonment spot a lot, especially in, you know, Chinese adoptions, and we've changed that to actually finding spot.
Yeah.
Because that's where you were found, and it's easier. It's not as harsh. It's not as negative.
The positive and negative language. Abandoning spot really comes across as negative. But finding, I mean, when you find something, it's great. Oh, man, I found this great new place to eat. I found my lost whatever.
Analogy.
Well, I'm just saying, when you find something neat, it's always such a positive thing. You never hear about somebody say, oh, guess what I found today, and it was so horrible.
Right.
So it's finding is a more positive spin on it. So a finding spot really brings forth the, oh, wow, this is where I was found. So it's really a more positive, better way of looking at things.
Right. Well, I also... This is a term that I've kind of, the quote, negative language, reunion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see so much where that's so negative. It says making contact. Well, they are reuniting.
Yeah, with the biological.
Yes, with biological parents.
Family.
And, you know, if you get that, you know, if you're able.
Yeah, if it's a domestic adoption and even open adoption. I mean, those are really more possible.
Korean adoptions, they actually make an adoption plan, and they know who the birth mother is.
Yeah, it's about to say it's closer to an open adoption.
Right. Well,
closer to, as opposed to China, to where more than likely 99% of the time, nobody has any idea who the biological parents are. So,
some of these are, I thought was kind of funny. Tracking down tracking down parents. Search is the positive.
Yeah.
Foreign child from abroad. and foreign adoption. They have inter-country adoption. We also use international adoption. That's one of the terms.
International seems so much. I'm sure it's because we use it so much on why it sounds so better to me, but it just rolls better than inter-country.
Adoption. Well, it's kind of like interstates. It's connecting two countries, like an interstate connects two states, is the way it.
Okay.
So it's that, but you know, there's just some of these are just funny, illegitimate. Oops, I'm one of those.
I was about to say, there's so many people illegitimate that
you
would have no idea. So illegitimate. I see the negative context. The positive would be
born to unmarried or unwed
parents.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's just...
Now, I have to say, I was kind of surprised the book you're reading, because we're taking our two kids back with us for a Birthland tour, is called... What's the name of the book?
Oh, good gravy. You have to ask me that. You read some of these and I will give it.
It's about it's not that important.
Yes, it is.
Okay. While she hurts down the book, I will go some more of these. A child with special needs is the positive one for a handicapped child. We have already gone over that. And special needs range from minor to major. And whatever the case is, it's just a special needs. It's not that bad. There's interracial adoption, which is better. Better than a mixed race. I mean, you wouldn't go up to a mixed race family and go, oh, hey, look, y'all look mixed raced. Well, no, it's just interracial. And here comes my wife back with the book that she found.
From Home to Homeland. Ow, sorry. What Adoptive Families Need to Know Before Making a Return Trip to China. And it's edited by Deborah Jacobs, Iris Chin.
No, don't ask me. Pont?
Pont.
Or Ponte. I'm not sure. It doesn't have the accent mark on the E, right. So I would say that it's Pont. P-O-N-T-E.
And Leslie Kim Wang. And we apologize if we miss...
Butchered your language.
Yes, or butchered last name.
Horrible to do that.
Now, what was your point about this?
From Home to Homeland.
I don't like the word homeland.
I don't like homeland. Because our kids live here. This is their home.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, that makes this their homeland. They were born somewhere else. That's their birth country or birthland. But this is their home.
But homeland is used a lot.
I know it. A lot.
Not just this book.
Oh, no.
At all. And it's a really good book, by the way.
But I just see homeland as such a... I don't say that it's negative. I just think it gives off the wrong connotation. Because I see homeland as where you live.
Yes.
I mean, we live in a town now that I didn't grow up in. I don't consider the town I grew up in my hometown. I live here. This is my home. This is my hometown.
But some people do.
I know that. That's why I'm saying. For me, it just seems odd. I much prefer birthland as opposed to homeland.
If we're going to go to that, people call it gotcha day. And I hate that gotcha kind of thing. And
it's almost,
you know,
like jumping out behind a fence. Gotcha!
It's aggressive kind of thing. But, you know.
Forever Family
Forever
Day.
Forever Family Day. That is the day your family was formed.
Yes. You now became then you have a family forever.
Your adoption day, where you sign all the paperwork and all that stuff.
Yes.
Like with number one, she was placed with us for 24 hours. Then we went to the civil affairs office and signed all the paperwork. With number two, we were actually at the civil affairs office.
They gave us an hour, didn't they? Or was
it
that much time? 2 hours?
Because we kept going, okay, we're ready to go back to the hotel.
Wish people would come back in this room. I think that's why you think it's 2 hours. I think it was an hour. But anyway, a length of time alone with number two.
Okay, we'll go an hour and a half. We'll split the
difference. You go. Before they finally come back and go, are y'all happy with everything? Want to sign the paperwork?
What?
Sorry? Happy with everything? What does that mean?
Are you going to keep her? Are you satisfied?
Yeah.
I just flew how far?
I've looked at this picture for how long?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm sorry. This is my daughter now. Where's the paperwork? Because I will sign in blood if need be.
I mean, it was kind of funny. Because I was standing there kind of pacing a little bit. And Brian was holding number two. And the guy just walked in and asked us that. And I just kind of looked at Brian dumbfounded like, did he just ask us that? Really?
And of course, I look dumbfounded as in, oh my gosh, how do you answer that question? I mean, you don't want to go, but you idiot, yeah. But you feel like saying it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
That was kind of like with number one, when they, our God asked us, just because she might have a hearing issue, if we still wanted her. And I'm thinking, I don't know how you're going to pry out of my hands.
Yeah, she is our child. It doesn't matter
And I'd already been making plans.
Whether she has hearing problems or not.
Well, if Brian can't, if they're not going to let us leave, we'll just, Brian will have to go back.
I'm staying here.
He'll just send me money every so often. But I'm not living without her.
Here I am, stuck in the States, having to send money back to China.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, that didn't come to fruition. We were able to come home.
He had the job.
Yes. Now we both do. Mm-hmm. So what other positive words are we looking at?
Adoption
triad. I saw that one on there.
Yeah, it's on, I think, all three of
and
the
And adoption
list.
Triangle is the negative. And I don't see much difference between triad and triangle. Triad means three.
Mm-hmm.
Triangle
is 3 points.
It's just three sides, whatever. And just to let you know, what is the adoption triad is a biological parent, birth parent, and child. That's
yes.
Or the three. That's the adoption triad or triangle. I guess the negative is triangle would be seen more as a geometric shape or something. That's the only way I could see the negative on the triangle.
I don't know.
But so go with adoption triad on that. And I like the, I never considered the was adopted and is adopted.
Yeah, that's something that I had not really thought about either.
But I like it because was adopted seems more like a past tense. Yeah, he was adopted or she was adopted. Now part of the family was adopted. When you go, oh yeah, she is adopted, it makes it more present. Oh, she is adopted. It's more current right now.
And it's more of a separation as well.
Yeah, yeah. So when talking about the adoption, your child was adopted, not is adopted, is a more positive way of saying things.
La, la, la.
Oh, 7-minute lull.
Yes. Actually, what? 30-some-odd
minute lull.
Oh, my goodness. I had something else and I can't think of what it is now.
Oh, my goodness. I say there's so many, not a ton of them, but there's so many I'm looking at seeing. Have
like,
we gone over all of these?
To keep is the negative, and to parent.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, and we've used that in kind of some of our language we've been using. And sometimes I think you almost have to knock some people over the head so they get it.
Yeah.
Some people never get it.
No.
But you got to realize that that's just going to be a fact of life. And you do your best to educate, especially your family. You need, if you're just starting the process, you need to start working on your children, or your children. Sorry. Oh, we've made some flub-ups tonight. You really need to start educating your family, especially those who are going to be around the child, because it's just so important to have that information. They need to know, you know, we deal with some pretty rigid people sometimes, especially if your family is older and was, you know,
kind of set in their ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've got to, you know, we're dealing with grandparents and possibly
great-grandparents
who fought in the Korean and Vietnam Wars. And, you know, if you're adopting from an Asian country, you know, you don't want them saying, you know, negative
things
terms,
no.
You know, that was used in those wars, you know.
Well, and more recently, if you go on interracial adoption.
Yes.
If you're a Caucasian family adopting
a biracial,
biracial African American, Haitian,
yes,
a country that has,
Africa.
Yeah, you possibly have parents that were raised where they thought it was okay to use negative language towards people with darker skin, and you have to make sure they know that's not proper language with your grandchild.
Yes. I agree. Excuse me. But we've kind of got sidetracked for a minute, and I apologize.
We're looking for a book that we gave to our parents.
Yes, and when we find that, we'll let you know what it is. But there are many websites, like we said, that have this available. You know, if you also, if you Google positive adoption language, you're also going to find blogs by birth parents and stuff that, you know, don't like it and, you know, are very negative towards the language and everything and feel slighted by the language. And the more I'm learning and kind of looking at the ages of some of these people, it makes me wonder if they are some of those that have been talked about that their children pretty much were. They were forcibly taken from them. They were forced to place their children. And that's the generation from the 1950s to 1970s. And I cannot remember the term. Dan Rather just did a special on this, and I've read a book about it. I mean, it's very, oh, the horrors these ladies went through. I just cannot imagine. No, that, but it's so different from then than what it is now. And I don't know if that's what happened to some of these people for sure or not, but just looking at the age that they are, it makes me really wonder. And I would be bitter. I would be very bitter if somebody did that to me.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, forced me to do that.
Forced you to place a child for adoption or to make an adoption plan for your,
well, and
for
really,
your child. That's against your wishes.
That is not... In, somebody was making the plan for you. That was not your plan.
No, it wasn't your plan at all.
So, you know, that is taken away. That is...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And I mean, I understand the bitterness on it.
Right.
I hate the bitterness thrown towards all adoption.
Right.
But I understand their bitterness.
Yes. And I hope that, you know, if any of those people are actually listening, you know that our thoughts and prayers are with you. And if you were any of those children who were placed for adoption at that time, you know, we pray that they open up the files and that y'all can find one another.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully that you were placed in a loving family and you have wonderful parents now.
Right.
I mean...
Or did, because some of them may be deceased.
Yeah, some of their parents
now
might be deceased. So. But hopefully that you had a loving family from the adoption that happened to take place. So.
Oh, yes. Well, I think that's pretty well does it tonight.
I think so. We've got our adoption language put out there, and hopefully people realize the positive aspect words can have when used the right way.
Oh, yes. And thank you for listening to me rant if you've made it this far. I do feel a little better, and you know, maybe you'll you'll know that if you're having issues, you're not the only one. And, you know.
No. Everyone has little things on their adoption that they wish would speed up, go a different route. I thought it was going to go this way, and it's not, and I'm getting frustrated. Everybody, I think, has that. So we just wanted to share a bit of Kim's problems with that. Me, I'm like water on a duck's back. It just flows right off.
So remember... Parents, my child,
birth parents,
or biological parents. Yes, their sisters,
yes.
Or their siblings, yes. Would you like to come to my house and referee for a while?
Full on sibling rivalry.
Yes.
Whether they're from the same biological parents or not.
And where are you from? Or where are they from?
They're from right down the street.
Okay. All righty. Well, y'all have a great evening, and thank you for tuning in once again.
And you can visit our website at adoptioninternetradio.blogspot.com. And if you have any questions, comments, criticism, please send them our way. You can email us at ouradoptioninternetradio@yahoo.com.
And if you would share our blog, we would appreciate it. The more people that listen, the better. And once again, we are doing this as not only hopefully to educate more people and to hopefully find more people that reach out to more people and maybe find more families for children.
Yes.
And also to help us raise some money. We are coming up on some fees that we don't have all the money for.
Yes, so... This is a nice little fundraiser that we're trying to do, and hopefully it works out. If you like the show and want to help out a family that's growing, just go to our website again, and there's an easy link right there to donate.
So we thank you so much. God bless, and have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.